is 105.7 CFW.
All right, all right. It just
polluting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. Cheering on the Eau Claire Express all summer long. 105.7 CFW. McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Game, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit,
This is 105.7 CFW.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Go, don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. gray skies out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day. Turned a bright spark into a flame. My beats per minute never been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The choice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be running mate for Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump's pick of Senator J.D. Vance raises a question for pro-democracy voters. How do the VP candidates stand on democracy issues? In his 2022 U.S. Senate primary, J.D. Vance embraced 2020 election fraud theories when he told the Youngstown, Ohio Vindicator, quote, "There were certainly people voting illegally on a large-scale basis," unquote, and repeated a conspiracy theory that Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg used election administration grants to manipulate the results. He recently told the New York Times that the alternate slates of electors should have been debated in Congress. Newsweek reported Vance has called for Election Day as a national holiday, widely supported by Americans, but as a tool to end mail-in voting. Earlier this year, Governor Tim Walz signed a bill including the Minnesota Voting Rights Act, restoring protections stripped from the federal 1965 VRA. In 2023, he restored voting rights to 55,000 formerly incarcerated citizens and signed the Democracy for People Act, establishing automatic voter registration, creating a standing mail-in voting list, and requiring more disclosure of political advertising funders. Upon its signing, Walz said, "Democracy thrives when everyone's voice is heard." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Fall Creek on Tuesday to highlight projects seeking to improve local roads and bridges. According to a press release, the next cycle of funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law will provide over $200 million for over 150 road improvement projects in the state. Governor Evers says he ran for office promising to fix the roads, and over the past 5 years, the state has improved over 7,400 miles of them, providing both the improvements and good construction jobs. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is raising awareness about the availability of Narcan after having to use it several times this week. According to a press release from the Sheriff's Department, law enforcement authorities have had to administer Narcan to three separate people between Monday and Tuesday. Narcan, which can reverse an opioid overdose, is available for free through Barron County Public Health. Authorities say if residents see somebody who looks like they're sleeping in public, they should call 911. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and still breezy with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64. CFW.
Apart, hearts broken in two. 1057 CFW.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on.
Starting right now.
I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. I say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
We'll be right back.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW. WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.